What was the thought to only have Josh return the first one?
Depending on what returns we were running. So we just depending on what fit was Collins. One guy was running one return, one guy was running the other return. So
what makes him so effective as a kickoff returner?
I think he's got great speed, and then also he's got some size to him. So when he does, you know, the kicker got a shot at him, and he threw a stiff arm on him, and then the safety came over. And so he's got a physical nature to him, so he's good with the ball in his hands. You know, we saw one early in the year in the Chicago game, I think, in preseason. And just getting Josh back up to speed, it was good to get him out there and gain a little confidence. So,
Chip, what did you see in the running game? A lot of runs to the left. That's kind of how it panned out.
Nah, I think that's how it panned out. I think we ran to the right also. So it just depended on what they did. They stayed in base front more than even to our 11 personnel. They were in base front. So, you know, I thought our guys did a good job up front. I thought LeSean did a good job hitting a hole today.
What'd you see out of Mark Sanchez, and also what'd you see on those two interceptions?
I thought Mark did a good job overall. You know, I think he probably wants that one back, especially the one where he stepped up in the pocket, made a great decision in terms of stepping up, but the ball seemed to get away from him. Elbow looked like it got a little low. And then I didn't really see the other ones, so I'd have to take a look at that one on tape, but I thought overall he played well.
Now looking at the film, what did you think the biggest improvement in the pass rush was from last week to this week?
You know, I just think obviously you're playing a different quarterback, you know, so he held on to it a little bit longer. I think his time of throwing the ball away was probably a little bit less than Aaron's was a week ago. So, but I think our guys were relentless in terms of going after it. I don't think Billy schemed very much. It was a lot of three-man and four-man rush. So individual matchups going, I thought they played really, really hard. You know, Connor had a couple nice moves in there to get in on his. I thought Trent played outstanding today. So I just think it was, you know, some real good individual efforts.
What do you think you guys were able to take advantage of as far as the running game was concerned?
You know, I just they try to play a lot of guys close to the line of scrimmage. So when the ball does get popped, there's no real second level defenders. And if we could get it to, you know, past the second level, then we were going to get some big runs. And I thought that's what we capitalized on.
Chip, you have a short week now. Are the players and yourself and the staff going to go back to?
The players aren't. No, they're going to go home. I hope. So the staff will go back, and we're going to put our game plan together for Dallas, and we'll start training tomorrow. So.
At any point during the week, did you sense that this team was looking ahead even a little bit to the Cowboys game?
No, not at all. No, they were focused on Tennessee, and I thought that showed in their play today.
It looked like your coverage, maybe you had some problems, especially in the Nico spot. Where are you now with Acho hurt?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't got any updates. I know Acho was out of the game, so, you know, we'll see how that goes. So.
Chip, not every team can put a bad loss behind it. What is it about the mentality of this team and maybe the coaching staff that they can do that and can't do that?
Well, I think our attention was totally on Tennessee because you only get to play one game a week, so there was nothing else to look more farther than in terms of just getting ready for those guys. So I think these guys have done a great job of, you know, staying in the moment and playing a game. I thought they did a good job last week, and we talked about it. When you make a mistake, admit it, fix it, don't repeat it, and let's move on. So I think they understand what we got to do. It's a long season, and a loss, no matter what a loss is going to hurt you, but you can't let that loss you know, hurt you. Can't be twice. Can't let the Green Bay Packers beat you twice. So I thought our guys came back on Tuesday last week and had a great week of training. So
it's got to say something about the character of the players that you put together. Doesn't it say something about that?
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think anybody that's inside that locker room ever had any question that we were going to bounce back like we did. So
last week when I asked about getting Sproles more carries, you said, you know, obviously you're going to stay with McCoy. What about his preparation that you like, that you feel comfortable going back to McCoy each and every week, 20 carries?
I mean, I think he's an outstanding running back, and I think he's proven that in this league for the years that he's been in this league. So, you know, we've got a lot of confidence in LeSean, and we'll always have the confidence in him as long as he's healthy.
How much have you looked at Dallas, and what do you see similar and dissimilar from a year ago when you...
We've looked at them a lot. You know, I think we did. Yesterday afternoon was a big day for us. You know, a lot of us didn't break just because we got to have our breakdowns done. They'll have one more game tonight when they play the Giants. So we've got a pretty good understanding of what they are right now. And we'll add that last game in. You know, they're playing late, so we'll get that last game in. But we've got an understanding of what they do. They play extremely hard on the defensive side of the ball. I think that's the one thing that really jumps out for you. And then obviously offensively, they're running the ball at a very, very high rate with, you know, and putting up a lot of really yards, really, really good yards in terms of what DeMarco Murray's doing. And then you got a great quarterback in Tony Romo. You got a great tight end in Witten. You got some outstanding receivers. So it's going to be a heck of a game on Thursday.
You need to see more from your secondary against those weapons. It seems like Bradley Fletcher's seen poor angles again today, especially early on.
I don't have an answer to that one, so I'll watch a film and get back to you on that.
Elvis had a tough season by his own admission. What can a game like
today do for him? Yeah, Josh just got to stop beating himself up. You know, I think maybe and the good part about him is he has high expectations for himself. But I know we're not as down on him as I think sometimes he expresses that he is. And he really doesn't talk like us like that. So maybe you guys are intimidating when you ask him questions. But
Chip, in these first few weeks, Nick's injury, how's it looking? Is it more of a 6 or an 8 week, or where do you
I don't have a timetable on that, so.
Cody Parkey, 5:06 today, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, and he probably wants that one back. He just just doinked off the upright. I thought it would have been a great momentum for us. You know, they scored on the field goal, so we had a chance to did a good job in a 2-minute drill getting down there and giving him a shot, and he just kind of pulled it a little bit. But he was outstanding. Another one from 50. You know, he's been almost close to automatic for us, so it's been a huge weapon for us, and excited on where he is right now.
So it's almost a surprise, I guess, when he misses like he did.
It is right now. I mean, I don't know how many he's hit on the year, but he's only missed two, so it is kind of a surprise if he does miss one. So.